Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
And Brian Davey.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Red Von Dead. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
To quote Andy Dwyer from the show Parks and Recreation, I'm fine, except that life is pointless. Nothing brings me joy anymore, and I'm always tired.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Talk about your all-time egg laying.
To make it a real time capsule, if you're tuning into this 10 years from now, this is the night where the Bruins, the best regular season hockey team in the history of hockey, lost in the first round. We're just coming off of overtime. Thanks for those that are sticking around. We were hoping to record this about an hour earlier, but here we are now. And what a mess. What a mess.
I'm going to give you everything I got right now,
okay,
but I am a shell of a human being right now.
I don't blame you, dude. That was so frustrating. And to lose in the first round at home in overtime when you give up a goal with under a minute to play in the third period to tie it and then losing. Oh, my God. Just a kick in the dick.
And not only that, so from a hockey coaching standpoint, to not make a single adjustment in three games. They made the same mistakes three games in a row and did not make a single adjustment. That's coaching. They got out-coached. I'm going to say that. They got out-coached.
Out-coached.
Man, use it for the program tomorrow. Use it for the program.
I have like a 10-minute show, and then I have Red Sox pregame. So.
Well, you can tell them that I said that they were.
You want to come on? You want to do 10 minutes?
Do 10 minutes of just me going like this? By the way, I was going to save this for Should I Have Bought This. If you're looking, I have this little black cylinder right here that does this.
Davey is so excited to show me that. I'm like, I have a whole page of these.
But can you do this?
No. No, I guess I can't.
You can't do that. See, mine are at will, and they're all different. They're like snowflakes. Can't beat that, though.
You have a dog barking and a lady moaning?
Can't beat that.
Nah, that's pretty good. But
just take me out of just yet.
No, it stinks, dude. It stinks. Swayman had a couple of saves on like breakaways too, where you're like, he bailed their ass out.
Bailed their ass out. And like, I just don't.
How do they repay him? They didn't. They didn't repay him.
I'm gonna tell you like this: they got beat in the defensive zone and in the neutral zone. Like, how do you not? You rim the puck around in the defensive zone. Their D crashes down. Their third forward comes in high, taking away that chip through the middle, and you don't make a single goddamn adjustment the entire time. It doesn't make any sense to me. And they're holding their own blue line, so all you have to do is chip it past them and get pressure in deep, and they just kept turning the puck over at the offensive blue line. Just kept turning it over for three games straight. Sorry, I'm getting hockey analytical
good.
Right now.
You're good.
I'm hot. I'm hot.
I appreciate I'm hot that.
Under the collar here.
You should be.
Yeah.
And then Tyler Bertuzzi is a free agent. He's probably not going to sign. Bergeron's going to retire. Krejci's going to retire. Fucking.
Would you see Bergeron at the end of the game? He's not coming back.
He's done.
He's done.
He's done. He played for a song, and then he came. He was hurt, and then the whole thing. So
it's going to come out tomorrow that Ullmark was hurt too. The entire series,
probably.
Yep.
And then that's
good.
And then, but that's going to be a second guess then on Montgomery. If he was hurt the whole series, why didn't you play Swayman the whole series? You know.
Right.
So a lot to fucking unpack, man. They shit pants, though. In reality, they ended up shitting in their pants.
Like liquid shit in their pants.
Yeah, poop.
Yep.
They pooped their pants. That's not what we're doing, though. Yeah, well.
Nope.
We got that.
You got that. I'm just going to fart my way through this thing because it's the only thing I can do.
We have a dump load of stuff to get to, though, Ry. So let's get to it, shall we? Big CinemaCon this past week. You in on CinemaCon?
Who gives a fuck about anything?
I don't care.
I'm going to be like that the whole podcast. Yeah. Just be like, fuck everything.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Hate it. Hate it. I didn't even tell you what it is.
So there's a movie that was featured. It's called like the Holdovers or something like that with Paul Giamatti.
Hmm.
I only bring it up because it was filmed here. Parts of it were filmed here at my escuela.
No,
so be on the lookout for that movie. I was excited because they filmed here. So it's Paul Giamatti at a boarding. He's like a boarding school teacher, and there's like a kid, and they both get stuck there like over winter break. So they actually film some of the interior scenes of the school here.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm kind of in on CinemaCon. What else did they give us?
Are we the bad boys of CinemaCon?
We could be. I desperately want to go. So there was. Something came up in my Twitter feed. So you sent the thing about SatanCon.
Yeah, SatanCon.
We need to go to that. But also, like, I kept getting stuff for, like, the I got to say this quietly, like the Pornhub Awards.
Jesus H.
How do we get invited to that? How do we get a press conference for that?
How do we not get invited to that?
I know.
But the SatanCon, I looked into it because I'm like, oh, that scratches where I itch.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out these aren't, like, real Satanists. They don't believe in Satan. That fucked up.
Isn't Satan like the representation of like human desires on Earth rather than like
heavenly
desires?
I don't know, man. Like I was reading into it, and I'm like, these people are just like, we're all about like separation of church and state. I'm like, you're not a real Satanist.
Come on.
They said they don't do anything with souls. Like they don't steal souls. I was like, what?
Just sitting there. Take them.
Take them. You can get them. Some of these people will sell them to you. Some people who are like down and out, they'll set up $5-$10.
Absolutely.
You'd be like, give me your soul. Here's 10. They're like, all right.
He's like, all right.
Fuck. That's
go buy some Thunderbird or something.
Something.
Some bum wines. Yeah.
Whatever it takes. Anyway, CinemaCon happened and there was a lot going on. Warner Brothers, the WB, was there and they have a whole list of films that are coming out in 2023. And we got a second trailer for The Flash. And I don't say this lightly, Ryan. Is this going to be the greatest movie of all time?
It has a chance to be. If they make it just like a, they call it The Flash, but then just make it a Batman movie. It's
all the Batman.
I had no problem with that.
Yeah. Call whatever you want.
Call whatever you want.
Yeah. So this comes
out. Flash Batman. Flash Bat. Bat Flash.
Bat Flash. June 16th. So we are less than 2 months away from this. And this will go down as one of the all time, if only they could have saved it for the movie. I understand why they didn't, because like you got to get people to go see the movie. We've always talked about how like in Thor, Ragnarok, if they never showed Hulk in the trailer, what a great surprise that would have been.
Right.
Can you imagine sitting down, you and me being like, the Flash doesn't really matter anymore, but just like we went and watched Shazam, we're like, we watch all these movies, sitting down, let's see what the Flash does. And you had no idea. And then all of a sudden, Michael Keaton's Batman showed up.
And they just take their steel-toed boot and just kick you in the dink to the moon.
To the moon.
Like,
if you had no idea he was in this. Now it's impossible now because like a year out we get like a full cast list and like, and then in the teasers, the trailers, they're like, hey, we gotta tell you who's in here.
Yeah,
I haven't really been surprised. I guess I was a little surprised when Luke Skywalker showed up in Book of Boba Fett, but even then, the day before, I got kind of like a rough spoiler of it when Alan Sepinwall was like, hey, old school Star Wars fans, you'll love tomorrow's episode. And I'm like, what the fuck does he mean by that? I'm like, I think he means Luke Skywalker. And he did. So, but The Flash looks ridiculous. And
it looks so good.
All the Batman, the Flash story, it's a pretty easy story. Zod, which I wasn't wild about Zod, but it wasn't because of Michael Shannon. It was more, I didn't like Man of Steel, but bringing Zod back, I think will be a good villain.
I was reading something too. I think Michael Shannon was like the most surprised person out of anybody. He was like, wait, I thought I died. Like, no, you're back. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Like it's comic books, dude. Nobody like,
whatever
really dies.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah.
You'll be back. Dune 2 The director is Denis Villeneuve, and he says it is an epic war movie. You know that?
Yes, I did know that. Yeah. And they're bringing in, was the kid who played Elvis? He's playing the other
Austin Butler. The other
brother, Austin Butler. Yeah, he has a big role in this movie. He's playing the role. I forget the guy's name, but he plays who Sting played in the original Dune.
Okay.
He's like the Stellan Skarsgård's son.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So Dave Bautista was one of the sons. He's the other one.
I liked the first Dune very much.
It's awesome.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited for Dune 2, Electric Boogaloo. Beetlejuice 2 has been confirmed. You went on Beetlejuice 2?
I am on Beetlejuice 2. I'm interested to see. Yeah. Hopefully we get, I know you have to get Keaton back, and Winona Ryder as like a mom now would be sweet.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
She does like the creep. Yeah.
I love Winona Ryder.
Lydia Deetz is a little older now. So,
you know, the guy in the waiting room with like the little head.
Yeah.
That comes up way more than I would ever think that it does. Like it's like a topical reference to me. And my sister sent me some video from like years ago of like these two people that were going into like a roller coaster and the one per like, and it's like, it's an old video. I don't know where she found it. She sent it to me and she said she's been laughing about it all day. And it was like a woman, and then the person next to her is like freaking out before they even go. They're like, we're not going to fly out of this, are we? And the lady's like, no. And like, you sure? And then like, hey, let's say hi to the camera. And then all of a sudden the thing like catapults up and the person shoots down into like their seat. Her seatbelt is like up here. Her head gets so tiny, like shrunk down. I honest to Christ thought she was gonna fly out of the thing, but stayed in there. But anyway, I'm like, looks just like the Beetlejuice character. Anytime somebody has like their head gets little or like whatever, I can think of is the little guy in the waiting room.
That happened to a buddy of mine. We were on the Batman ride. It was like the Joker ride at Six Flags, the one that you like your feet are dangling.
Yeah.
Have I told the story before?
No.
So it's my buddy Brownie, and he's got like, it's the thing, your feet are dangling, right?
Yeah.
So the whole ride, he's like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Like, he's just like yelling the whole ride. I'm like, dude, are you good? I'm just thinking he's scared or whatever. So we, you know what? Like, it comes in at the end, it comes flat, and then you kind of slow down, and like, it starts going slow. He looks at me, lets his arms go. Like, he had his arms crossed, like across himself. He lets go, and the thing shot out like 2 feet. Like, he could have fell, like, straight down.
So he held himself up the whole time?
He held himself on the ride. Like, he was holding the thing to his chest so he wouldn't fall out.
Ridiculous.
It was crazy. Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Roller coasters, man. Another reason why I hate amusement parks.
Yeah, I'm not a big roller coaster guy. Like, I'll go. I'm not, like, scared of them, but I'm not, like, into them either.
No.
All right, Warner Bros. Said they have 9 releases for the rest of this year. The Flash, Barbie, The Meg 2.
Right.
What's the... Oh, thank Christ. We got Jason Statham here on the podcast. Can you please tell me the plot of The Meg 2?
Well, you get... It's a big fucking shock, ain't it?
Right. Yeah,
that's all I got for tonight.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's in the water.
Yeah. Right? Should be.
And it's eating people.
The shark is, yep.
That's it.
I'll see that. Are you're in it too?
Yeah.
All
right. I'm right fucking in it.
I'll put my 20 bucks.
I'm in it. That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see the Meg too. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
It comes out on a Tuesday.
Why the fuck would it come out on a Tuesday?
No, Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday because of the Meg. I get it. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Also British. Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, yeah.
In it.
Nah, I got it. I got it.
The
Blue Beetle comes out in August, and there was an interview that I forget the kid's name who was in.
It's very hard to pronounce. I don't know.
It's a tough name to pronounce. He was in. He's the star of Blue Beetle. He's also one of the co-stars of Cobra Kai, and he had a quote, just a brutal quote. And I'm not expecting all actors to be aware of like comic book movies or even the characters that they play, unfortunately. But he said something to the effect of, like, I think Blue Beetle is unique in the sense that he's the only superhero who didn't want to have powers.
You're right. I'm sure Bruce Wayne, like, wanted his parents dead, and Peter Parker was just a willing participant in a spider experiment, and that happened to him, right? Has this kid ever picked up a singular comic book?
How about half the X-Men? Like, that's the theme of, like, almost every X-Men movie. Like, the X-Men, or, like, Hulk, or... I've been watching Titans, so like everybody in Doom Patrol, like there's just so many characters. Like I would argue
Cyborg.
Yeah, Cyborg, like yeah. Half the characters probably don't want their powers.
Right.
Anyway,
Bruce Banner.
Yeah, oh yeah, no way, then fuck the Hulk wanted him. Thing, the Fantastic,
I think it was like,
well, Thing.
Yeah, Captain America is the only person I can think of who actually signed up for it.
He like got in line. It was like, gimme. You also got the Nun 2 Electric Boogaloo, the aforementioned Dune 2 Electric Boogaloo, Wonka.
You know, the kid, Chalamet.
Yeah.
Like, he's the next one where we're just, he's the next, like, Jared Leto. We're going to be rolling our eyes at him. Did you read that thing? He was like,
oh, you think?
He actually went swimming in chocolate and has been eating, like, chocolate exclusively and, like, giving himself stomach aches. Is like, relax.
Timmy Chalamet? Dude, he's a nice actor, though.
He
acts good.
You act good.
He acts good.
He plays Timmy. Pretend really. Yeah, relax. Yeah.
He does. No, he's a, like, as far as all the people currently in the world that play pretend, he's one of the better ones at playing pretend
and dress up.
Super
pretend
good
and dress up.
Dress yeah. up and pretend. When you can yeah. cross the two, and then we're I'll watch it. We'll talk about
get
it.
Get paid millions of dollars to do it.
Millions good of dollars
for you, kid.
Yep.
Yep.
You couldn't be less important. The Color Purple. And Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Those are the Warner Brothers movies.
It's like we're at two ends of the Roy G. Biv here. The Color Purple
yeah.
and Aquaman 2.
Aquaman
like, these are like, 2. Why are they remaking The Color Purple?
I don't know, man. All these are the first one's fine. They're all sequels and remakes. Everything on
here. I never understand why they remake period pieces. It's already in the past. Like, it, you know what I mean? What, are you going to update it and have it take place in like the...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
You need a 2023 version.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Right, we have... Well, I'll tell you what we did get is a new John Mulaney special on Netflix. You watch that yet?
Not yet. My wife did. She said it was okay.
Yeah, it's good. I think it... Yeah, it's not, like, piss your pants funny. You won't need a second pair of pants. You won't need calico-cut pants
for this. You gotta give either way.
Oh, for sure.
You guys totally underwater with the website.
Guys, he's swimming in it, but he like tells the story of like what happened to him, and so he uses that sort of as almost his entire act, which is probably a smart thing to do, because a lot of people, probably the first time you go to see him, you're like, is he gonna talk about it? Is he gonna talk about it? So he talks about it.
It's like Chris Rock getting slapped in the face, and then like, how's he not, like, he, if I'm him, talk. Like, how am I not gonna talk about this?
Yeah.
And if like Louis C.K. ever comes out of hiding, like, you know that the first thing he's going to talk about is like,
jerking it.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mulaney's pretty good. It's like an hour, actually it might even be more than an hour, but it was, I like him. It's not his funniest special, but I think it's good. And if you're a fan of Mulaney, you'll like it. Mm-hmm. You had the scoops on Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah,
not too long ago. This movie comes out October 6th and it's going to be rated R.
I can't wait. I mean, please do this correctly.
Yeah.
And they say that CinemaCon, they had a trailer or like a teaser, and Rhino is in it.
Okay.
And there's like a cheesy line where he says, like, you want to see where they call me the Rhino or something like that? And then it's like a, But at least it's not like the big mechanical suit. Like, it's an actual.
Yeah. The actual Rhino.
Yeah.
It's a real rhinoceros. Where they pay him scale.
yeah. Or they just like, guys, I want to see what they cut. And he just takes a fake rhino nose and just like puts it on his head. Like, look at that. And he's like, that's it.
What are you doing?
So does Venom show up in this? Probably. I think so.
Venom has to. I wonder if Spider-Man does.
I hope so.
I would say no. Oh, and the other thing, if he does, there's no way it's a surprise. I feel like they're definitely going to tell you. Yeah.
Which Spider-Man?
Garfield.
That'd be great.
That
would be great.
If it's a Spider-Man, I bet Garfield has the best chance of being in it.
Yeah, because technically he's already fought a rhino.
True.
So
it gets all fucked. It's all so fucking.
We'll see.
Life's so fucked right now.
It's the world's so fucked.
You see worse stuff on the news. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 out this week. I'm seeing it Thursday. I'm pumped.
Getting rave reviews already.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm excited about that. I got to get some tickets going here.
So that'll be our episode Sunday night. So next week we will be doing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Excited about that. This news snuck up on me. Sweet Tooth Season 2 is out on Netflix right now.
They kind of did this under the radar too, and I wonder if like too much time has passed with this.
Because
they're going to have to do a serious recap at the beginning of, because I think it was like 2 years since I watched the show.
You and I both really liked the first season.
Yes.
Dr. Joe, our guy from TLDR, he hated it, but that's because he read the comic book and he says it's so very different from the comic. I haven't read the comic book, and I guess that's probably a good thing because I could see how that would happen. But without knowing really anything about it, just knowing that there are some kids that turned into animals, I'm like, I'll give it a shot. And I liked it. So this will be one of the, like I've said, I'm up to my hog in TV shows, but when I get a break in the action, I'll squeeze out an episode or two or Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Heck.
Black Mirror season 6 had a teaser. We tweeted it out at Dork Podcast, coming out to Netflix in June. Somebody asked me recently if I like Black Mirror, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I like a couple episodes. I hate a couple episodes, and then like a few are kind of in between. So I don't know. It depends on if you catch me right after one of the good ones, I'll be like, yeah, I kind of did. And then, but I don't know. It's not my favorite. People go crazy for the show, but I guess I'm kind of in the middle.
People go crazy for it, but like you said, it's like hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the episodes are really, really good. There's some standout ones, and then some of them are just instantly forgettable.
Ass.
Yeah.
Some of them are ass. Twisted Metal. This is going to be a Peacock TV series. Of course, Twisted Metal 2 for the original PlayStation might be one of my 5 favorite games of all time. I played as Thumper. But they had a teaser. It comes out July 27th. I think the whole series is going to be on Peacock. Anthony Mackie is in the show about the game. But I'll tell you what, Rye, with The Last of Us being as good as it was, mm-hmm. with the Super Mario Brothers movie, not that it was a great movie, but it just passed the $1 billion mark in worldwide. Don't you think video games are going to be the next comic books, where there were comic book movies made in the 90s and they weren't great. But then once they hit it, they realized that there were all these stories and there was already a fan base and everything else. Now, and comic or video game movies, the same thing, where few movies came out, weren't very good, but there's so much out there and there's so many good stories that if you make them right, you got a gold mine on your hands.
You really do. The storytelling has gotten to the point where it's you look at some of the stuff that's out there, even right now, currently, Amazon's doing their God of War thing. You know, I'll use HBO's doing The Last of Us, and this is coming along. So there's so much stuff that you can pull from that. It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And since it hasn't been done right, I would love to see a real go at a Resident Evil movie or Silent Hill. Those movies, those games are just Uncharted was okay.
Yeah, they did it.
You could have done that way better. By the way, you said you played as Thumper in Twisted Metal 2. Is that who Anthony Mackie's playing?
No, I don't think so.
Bruce?
Because if you watch the thing, he is playing he's John Doe. What car is he in? So Samoa Joe, the wrestler, is Sweet Tooth, which is sick.
And he looks great.
Yeah. Anthony Mackie's character is called John Doe. No, he had a fucking car. It wasn't the pink Cadillac. He had a car with the guns on it, and he was just driving around.
Right.
Stephanie Beatrice is in it from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Coco. No, not Coco. Encanto. Mm-hmm. Nev Campbell's going to be in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't want it for Scream. Now we got it for Twisted Metal.
Good. Why not?
I think I used, Warthog. Was that the Humvee? I'm looking at the characters right now. I use that one a lot, I think.
Yeah. That game was a blast. Holy smokes, was that fun.
So good. Not as good. My favorite of the series is Twisted Metal Black.
Okay.
That was my favorite. Right. I think it was PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Or 3. That was 3. That was PlayStation 3. That game was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was super Calypso was all weird and everything. Yeah, it was great.
So I'm interested. I'll give this a go. Peacock's had some interesting series so far. So Peacock had... MacGruber, which was a blast. Peacock also had...
Paul T. Goldman.
I'm currently watching Mrs. Davis, which I like. And Poker Face. So Peacock's done all right.
The Cock's doing okay.
Cock's got shows. Cock's got shows. We have a few. Should I have bought this in the queue? I once again forgot to save off some of the pictures, and it was a late shot anyway. But continue to send those bad boys in, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Something that you bought, a photo, $25 minimum, and then Davey and I will answer whether or not you should have bought it. Brought to you by 47 Brand. Use the promo code #dork at checkout for 25% off your entire order.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Rye.
Well, we're going to talk about one thing and one thing only. So I got about 4 or 5 hours into Jedi Survivor. And it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That just came out on Thursday?
It just came out. It's way bigger than the original. You don't have to waste time. So, like, you basically get three. There's different stances. You can pick between two. So you get the single. You get the double.
Yeah.
And you can actually break it apart, Ahsoka Tano style.
Goddamn.
So you can, that's the three. There might be more. I don't know. I would love like a gun and a blaster.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try that out. I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm only on the second planet.
Okay.
So I haven't really gotten that far into the story yet. There's so much stuff to find. There's so much stuff to like, you get lost. Like it's really easy. Like the last one, I feel like a little bit more linear. This one's a little bit more open. So you can get lost and get like sidetracked.
I'm getting lost in this one. Like, I know. Oh my Christ.
But
I'm going to need a map. Like,
mounts you can get, you can like ride animals now. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
And it's, so this is a Cal Kestis who's seen some things. The only thing, there are issues graphically that I think they're going to fix. I'm a little tired of this. I'm a little tired of like games not being fully ready at launch and then, you know, roll out patches as we go. But it's,
yeah,
you know, one of those things where it's just, that's what you've come to expect now with like these high level games that take years and years and years to figure out. So when you get mad at, you know, Grand Theft Auto 6 for taking its time, like,
yeah, no,
just,
doubt.
At least, you know, they're just trying to get it right. So you don't get your, it's a double-edged sword, right? Cause if you push it too early, like the game looks like shit, plays like shit,
yeah,
whatever. And then people get mad and then you like have to keep patching it versus you wait a long time and people bitch about how long it's taking you.
Correct.
You know, and then, but they're going to buy the game anyway. So it's like, you can bitch and moan all you want about Grand Theft Auto 6. You're buying it.
Oh God, the second it comes out.
Everybody. Yeah. And not only that, but like I think it's like still like the second most played game on Steam. Or I mean on Twitch. Like Grand Theft Auto
5.
Yeah. So 10 years later, people are still playing that game.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this one's gonna be even better. But the point is like this game is good, it's gonna get better.
Okay.
The gameplay is like super solid. That's the highlight of it. It's pretty intuitive. Story is great. And this is a character, like you said, like putting video games into movies and TV. Cal Kestis needs to be canon immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this a character you're kind of like, he's on the edge right now, like teetering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like which way he's going to go. So like, I'm interested to see what they do with it.
All right. I like that. That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It. That's all right. I got.
Perfect. Yeah. Right. Question.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time, Ryan. Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today,
I didn't ask you a goddamn thing.
Last week, I saw a film. As I recall, it was a horror film.
That's right. We saw a horror film, Evil Dead Rise, one of Davey's most anticipated movies of 2023, with a runtime of 1 hour and 37 minutes. Currently on Rotten Tomatoes, 84% by the critics, 78%. By the audience, we begin as we do with all of our movie and TV reviews, spoiler-free. Ryan, did you like it?
I like this movie very much. Did you like it?
I did. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely liked it. Like, as I was watching it, it's definitely one of those ones where it's not for everybody. You can't recommend it for everybody. But if you're a horror fan, I think you're going to like it. If you're not,
you're absolutely gonna like it. Yep.
If you're not, maybe very hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that's why I was surprised that the critic score was as high as it was. It actually started even higher. It was in the 90s for a while.
For a hot minute.
And then it took into that second week and got, but even still, 84 for horror movies is pretty good. But
that's about as good as you can hope for, right? Unless you're Ari Aster, like A24. Like, that's as good as you can hope for.
Yeah,
for like a mainstream horror movie.
Yeah, like Jordan Peele. Yeah. That's why like Get Out was so crazy, was because of the numbers that was pulling in. What were your expectations going into this?
I had very little expectations. I knew it was a sequel to the remake. So like not, I don't call like the most recent Evil Dead like a remake. It's almost like it runs parallel. And I have my theories as to like where I think eventually these things are going to merge.
Okay.
But this is the second in that series, like the non-Raimi Evil Dead series. So I think they're running parallel. Like the stories are happening at the same time. They just haven't crossed over yet. Cause what seems like a throwaway line in the movie that matters. Oh. And again, it's one of those movies where like, if you're a fan of this style of movie, if you're a fan of the Evil Dead's Army of Darkness, whatever, like you're going to find winks and nods to this. In this, that to the other movies, that you're gonna be like, ah, like you know what I mean.
So you think it is a sequel to the last one, like the 13?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I looked at it as kind of a standalone thing,
and I say that because there's one line in the movie that I picked up on that I actually had to like make sure that that's what they said.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. Yeah. Or let's get to that in spoilers. But yeah. I think either way, like if you're somebody that has for some reason never seen any of these movies, I think you can plop down and watch this. Like it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
You don't need any backstory for any of this.
No. Evil Dead 2 is what your favorite horror movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my favorite horror movie of all time.
Yeah. Great. Obviously, like two like all time classics: Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and then the one that came out 10 years ago, Evil Dead. Pretty good as far as like
really good,
like a reboot, requel, whatever you want to call it. Like, it was,
and it's like they turned up the volume on like the gore and like the scary stuff.
Sorry, what? What?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me? Yeah. What are you saying? Oh, okay. I don't know. Keep going. No, you're good.
You're good?
Yeah, we're good.
The things you can do with practical effects now, you couldn't do with other stuff. Like earlier.
True. Before. Yeah. 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 So, no, I agree.
So I was very happy with that. And they kind of upped the game a little bit. Watching someone cut their tongue in half with a razor blade and the original, the first Evil Dead in this series was pretty harrowing.
Yeah. Was nuts. Now, my expectations were it was at least going to be the scariest movie of the year. Like, it was the trailer, anyway, made it look super, super scary. Mm-hmm. I think once you actually sit and watch the whole movie, it's scary in parts, but maybe not as scary as the trailer led on to be. Like, you and know, like,
good, I don't, to me, but like, to me, that's good.
Okay.
Because you do, like, in these movies, you do find the balance between, like, the scares, the absurdity, and the comedy of these things. It's just, like, if you're aware of what you're watching,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it's great. If you're expecting this to win any awards, like, you go and be like, oh, I want, like, it's 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. I expect to see, you know, like, a really good, well-developed characters and a great story. You're probably not going to get that.
No.
But
I always have the test of like, could I watch this alone in the basement with nobody around, like dark, and would I be fine? And just based on like the preview for it, I was like, probably not. But now after I saw the theater and like if it popped up again at home and I was watching it, I'm like, I think I could without completely shitting my pants. It's still one of the scarier movies of the year, but I don't know of how much of it is like nightmare stuff, or at least the stuff that like scares me. Like, I don't know.
There's stuff at the end that's some nightmare fuel. But
true. No, I mean there are some crazy parts, and if you're into gore, there's plenty of gore and all that stuff. Here's one thing I'm curious where you would go with it. The first, well, Evil Dead 2 has some of it. Army of Darkness clearly has it. It's actually even more of a comedy. But what did you think of the humor in this?
It was kind of like they salt baited a little bit. Like it was sprinkled in at kind of like the right times.
Yeah.
You know, and there was like these like goofy one-liners that people always do, like in these movies that people always do. And I feel like they did a good enough job, or it wasn't distracting. Like, I feel like Bruce Campbell, when he's ever on, it doesn't matter if it's horror, like you're going to laugh. Like, the dude's fucking funny.
He's great. There's nobody like that.
Nobody. So like you have these characters that aren't him in this world, and they're reacting to how like normal people would react to these things. And so every once in a while you got a little bit of a break, which was nice. So I thought that was, because if it's like you said, it's an hour and 37 minutes. It's tight too. Like 15 minutes in, you're gone.
Yeah. So, no, I like that.
I like that too. So it was nonstop that way. But like you said, you had to take little breaks in the action, and that's where you kind of found these pockets of like humor and stuff. And I found like the youngest of the children was actually pretty funny at times.
Yeah, I was going to say, for a movie that had three, if you want to call them three kid actors, two of them are teenagers, but like three kid actors, and like none of them were super annoying. Like they were all pretty good. And even the youngest one was ended up being pretty good. I like the character. Like that's one thing. Like you don't have anybody as charismatic as Bruce Campbell, but like as far as like new characters in a horror movie, like I liked them all, and that helps. That's a big help for what you're doing. Is this a theater movie? And I guess this probably falls into, if you're a horror fan, yes. If you're not a horror fan, probably not.
Right. And I think there is a community aspect to it where like, I don't think it's funny, like sitting at my computer watching a movie or sitting at my TV watching a movie, I'm never going to be scared. But like in a for some reason, like in a theater where it's like really loud and it's right in your face, I think that adds to it. But like I said, I didn't really, if you want to, you know, this is a dealer's choice if you want to see it in the theater.
I think there's too much stuff. Like if you miss some of the movies that came out earlier, which were like theater movies, and then coming up, we're getting Guardians this week. We're getting Flash coming up. Like there's a lot of stuff. So it might, it might be no. I do think it's one, it's probably not the best, but it's up there. This has already been a good horror movie year. There was Knock at the Cabin. There was Megan. There was Scream 6. There was Sick, which I think is on Screaming on Peacock, and this one. So
is it in like Smile? Wasn't Smile this year too?
No, that was last year.
Okay.
That was last year. Which was, that was good too. What is your hashtag dork score for Evil Dead Rise?
I'm going to give this a 5.
Ooh, okay. So you like a little bit more than me. I'm going 4.5.
Okay.
But I definitely liked it. I feel like I've given out a handful of 4.5s, but that to me is like that sweet spot for me personally, where it's like, all right, it's more than simply just like a good watch. Maybe not in that elite class yet. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't given any 6s yet. I think, did we both give John Wick like a 5.5? I believe.
I think so.
I could double check. That to me, still John Wick Chapter 4 is still the best movie of the year. And then there's a bunch of like 4.5s, and like this is one of them. But you're going 5. You like it a lot.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot for what it is. Yeah.
All right, very good. Anything else non-spoiler you want to hit on?
No, sir.
All right.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
So we mentioned this before, and when we talked about this movie leading up to it in other podcasts previous, we had mentioned, is Bruce Campbell in this? Not in this.
I'm okay, and I was okay with it.
What the fuck?
Because I feel like the tone of this movie, introducing him into this movie would have completely tilted that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like you go from this like campy, goofy thing to like something that's trying to be serious, and you that would have created an imbalance, and it would have thrown the rest of the movie off. So I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah, I think he was a producer on the film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the good news is, like, this movie is doing well critically, and I think box office-wise, it's doing all right. Like, for a horror movie, it's doing very well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's making its money back, and then some. So I think, to your point earlier, like, as far as tying them all together and, like, getting Bruce Campbell in at some point, I think could definitely happen. He wasn't in this one. This also, I was reading, was going to originally just be an HBO Max release. But then when they put it, like, did test screenings, it did
focus
really
groups, yeah.
It did really well. So they're like, oh no, let's put it in theater and make money off of it.
Either way, I mean, it's great. I would have loved to have watched this on HBO on the Max or whatever the hell they call it.
I'd watch. Yeah. Max. Well, it's going to quickly become the Max. Cause like as of right now, you can't really call it a requel, or can you? Because on the one hand, there's no characters from The Evil Dead, but you do have the Book of the Dead, and that's kind of the main thing.
Well, can I tell you what I was talking about before? So there was a line in the movie. So when Danny is playing the record, the first record, and one of the doctors, if you're listening closely, he says, "I have what I believe is one of three known copies of the Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead."
Okay.
So the three that I have in my mind is the Ash one, mm-hmm. the one you have, the one from the first movie, this first movie, the movie before this one.
Yeah, which is unfortunately just called Evil Dead also. So like that's
tough. Right. So like it's hard because like, okay, so the most before this, the most recent Evil Dead movie.
Called
so
Evil Dead Ash 2013.
So the book that's with Ash is like, that's one. The book that's in the cabin in the other movie that was before this one, that's one. This is the third.
Okay.
So there's these three Necronomicons that are out there. So there could be some, for me, there could be some room for crossover here.
I like that. I'm in on that. I also like how this story was told, where you get the, like the campsite kind of thing, like lake. And you're like, oh, here we go again. Cause like these movies take place on like in a camp. And so they do that for like 10 minutes, but then they get away from that. They go to like an apartment building, and that's where like most of the whole movie takes place. And then you see that girl at the very end, and like, that's the carry over there. And then she's about to go out to the camp. And so you're like, oh, that ties it all together. But I like that it was like a different play on, like they used a different setting at least. And so I thought that was pretty good. I also like this family, like that we were talking about, like the new characters that they showed in here were pretty good. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I should say this, but the mom in this, who turns bad even when she was bad,
hello,
not bad,
but does this great wide-eyed like creepy smile.
Yeah,
like does that so well. And I think she did like such a good job of playing that character and the almost like the physicality that kind of went into that. And also I love that they didn't really, if you watch this, there's not a ton of what you would call like computer generated special effects. It's all practical effects.
That was low budget.
Like all stuff is super low budget, which is like what you want to see when you see these movies. Yeah. And the nightmare fuel I was talking about at the end is when the mother and the two kids were all like merged together into like that spider.
Oh my God.
Thing. Horrifying. Horrifying.
Crazy.
Right. And they're like digging holes, like burying like into her. Like that was so creepy, but so good.
Yeah. That was
the other thing that like creeps me out too. And my wife refuses to watch movies with this. A lot of eyeball stuff.
A lot of eyeball stuff. That'll kickflip me into one of the best scenes of the entire movie. And this is one of those, like when you watch some of these like gory horror movies, you're always looking for something you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where someone bites out somebody's eye. So the crazy mom takes one of the neighbors, bites his eye out. That alone's pretty sweet. Then she turns, spits it into some other kid's mouth, and he chokes on it.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Never seen that before. I've never seen a pair of scissors opened and one shear stuck up someone's nose.
Nope.
That was great.
Nope.
And they even left like the cut on like the outside of the nose. I thought that was like such attention to detail.
Oh, it's nasty. There's also the cheese grater to the calf and pull down. Boy. Man,
alive. You'll have a good one. That's the best wood chipper scene since Fargo, too.
Yeah, what was that wood chipper doing in there, though?
It was like a tree company.
Just parked in the...
Yeah, the guy who owns it probably lives there.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that.
He's got his chainsaw and he's got his wood chipper there.
So that's one of the clear homages to the originals is the chainsaw. Like that's a clear
one. The shotgun. So it's chainsaw, shotgun.
Yeah.
And like there's moments where I believe Ellie... Is that the character's name? Our protagonist?
Yes. Ellie and... No. Ellie, I think, is the mom.
And Cassie. Oh,
Beth.
It was Cassie?
Beth, I believe. Beth. The girl is Cassie, I think, and Beth is the sister.
So I saw it a couple days ago, so give me a break. But So there's moments where she has like the blood running down her face, and there's like those supreme, super close-ups of her face, and she kind of has that like Bruce Campbell... Evil Dead 2 face.
Yes.
That like big kind of like grin with like blood on her face. So it's like, it's working. There's some subtle nods to that. Yeah.
The voice.
Come get some.
Yeah. Come and get some. The voice that they use too for like the deadites. The deadites. Yeah. It's like half their voice. Then it's kind of like digitized, like a computer kind of thing. Like creepy as hell the way they
super
do it.
Super creepy.
I also
it sounds like a ton of people talking.
It's weird. Yeah, it's really weird, but I like it. That's scary. I also like getting the book, but then it also comes with like the records and like the vinyl, yeah. and they're playing it and they're like trying to listen back to it and get clues on it. And like any kind of history that you have with the Book of the Dead, I'm in on. Like that's good stuff.
It is good. And I like that it had like different pictures and mm-hmm. they had like a different team of people like studying it. So that was, you got kind of like a fresh take on it, which was kind of cool. If there, I ever find a book in a library or like a rare bookshop with the occult and it has teeth.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it.
If it's made out of skin and their teeth keeping it closed and you have to open it with blood.
You just leave it.
Skip it.
That's not for me. You know?
Yeah. And so really you can blame the son for this. The son brought the book back and mm-hmm. he opened the book and they're like, that caused all kinds of.
And the sister's like, it's kind of on you. He's like, no, it's not. Like, no, dude, it is.
Kind of is, though.
Yeah, we kept telling you to leave it alone. We kept telling you to leave it down there.
Apparently, so maybe this will. So maybe you're going to be partly right here because I know you were anticipating Bruce Campbell maybe being in this. I guess he does have a voice cameo heard in one of the recordings on the phonograph records from 1923. He voices an unnamed character who forewarns the priest to the danger of the demon resurrection ritual, shouting, "It's called the Book of the Dead for a reason."
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that faintly.
I know. I had no idea it was him.
Watch it or listen for it.
I know. That's kind of
this could be another time.
Right. That's the other thing with these. You don't really know. That was one of the cool things, and this is sort of a spoiler for The Thing, real quick.
Yeah.
Spoiler for The Thing.
It's 40 years old.
Yeah, but did you see the remake? So like the reboot for The Thing, the whole time you're watching it, you didn't realize it was actually like a prequel, which is badass. Like it was like a good, like the ending actually was like a twist.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the remake one. I've only seen the original.
Well, spoiled. Boom, spoiled.
Okay.
But it's good. Like, and wasn't, I think, here's another spoiler incoming. Wasn't one of the Final Destinations like that too? I think one of the new Final Destinations was actually also like a prequel.
And yeah,
like,
oh. And I heard they're making another one.
Yeah, why not? Good.
How do you call it Final Destination to have nine of them? I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how any of this stuff works. Was there anything that bothered you about the movie? Because I've seen a lot of horror movies, as you know, and even a lot of horror movies this year. I thought the dialogue was actually pretty decent. Like, it wasn't, sometimes it can get kind of corny and like just like whatever, but I thought that was pretty good.
No, this was like, I feel like we get too wrapped into like universes and like tying things together now just mm-hmm. to see like a one off, like hour and a half horror movie, like mm-hmm. fucking shotgun to the head, yep. like boom, like,
I agree,
like absolutely, like real tight hour and a half, like. Horror movies have no business being over an hour and 45 minutes.
Nope. That's a cutoff.
That's it. I mean, if you're pushing 2 hours, it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need to be able to like get into the story right away. And I think it did seem a little rushed at times. Like you didn't get, like I said, you didn't get like the character development that you were like the relationship between the sisters. Like you got enough. That's fine. Like you could add a little bit more to that, like flush the kids out a little bit, but like, you're good there. Perfect.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Any other, based on the success, I should say, like, this is probably going to get another movie, I would think. And maybe, do you think in that one is where you get sort of like, that's where the tie-in comes?
I think so, because Ash vs. Evil Dead is done.
Yeah.
They have that cabin, so like, they know where at least, like, there's three books out there. So now they've heard that there's three books, so that's maybe... Cool.
Yeah.
You know, there is, you know, is Ash and his team looking for them? Are they looking for him?
Mm-hmm.
Do they like stumble upon, like, you know, come to this cabin in the woods and like find him?
Yeah.
Which would be great because, you know, I don't know how much longer Bruce is going to want to do this stuff.
I don't know.
I don't know. Make it happen right now.
How about the, like the main character being a guitar tech?
Love that.
Fixing guitars.
Love that. Look at that.
She'd fit right in over here at
look at that.
Casa Davy. Look at that. Oh, that's set up.
That whole setup with my guitar tech stuff.
Not bad.
Yeah. Jim Root was going through some like beefier strings, you know.
I'm not a groupie.
So, I'm not a groupie.
You're a groupie.
Me either, man.
You're not a groupie.
Just a band photographer and a guitar tech. That's what I do. That's what I do all day. Yep.
And a podcaster.
And a podcaster. And an educator. And a coach. And a hell of a dad.
And a dad. Yeah. Anybody can be a father, but it takes a man to be a dad.
Probably a shit husband. Now that we're thinking of it too.
It's lower on the list.
With all those things, like I'm probably just
Where's the time? You don't have the fucking time for that.
Who's got it?
You don't have the fucking time for that. Is there any other horror movie you can possibly think of that needs a reboot or a requel that hasn't had one? Because I feel like they almost all have had one.
Give me Barbarian. Give me a Barbarian origin story.
Ooh, more Barbarian. Barbarian was sick.
Yeah. Because it was that like the 70s, like he gets going, like late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, probably.
So give me like a good like 86, 87 Barbarian.
I'd watch that.
You know, having little babies, incest babies down there.
I don't want to watch that.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, it's a movie.
Him digging the tunnels. Like putting them to work.
Yeah.
Dig tunnels for him. You know? Come on.
The whole movie's just them digging. This sucks.
Hey, we watched Hobbits walk up a mountain for 3 hours. We can watch that.
Yeah, that was best picture. All right.
Yeah.
So
seriously.
What about Alice, Sweet Alice? The Brooke Shields movie from the 70s with the crazy mask, like the plastic mask.
Oh yeah. My wife was watching a documentary that was it like
Pretty Baby or so? Brooke Shields. Yeah. Brooke Shields. My wife was watching some of them too.
Did you say Brooke Shields or did you say something else?
No, I said Brooke Shields. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't realize like she was super young in all these like modeling campaigns and like all these directors were it's so gross.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, like she's gonna have sex in this movie. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Her mother like signed off on it too.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Hollywood kid.
Not good.
Not great.
I don't like that. Boy.
Oh, the mother singing the song in the hallway too. Anytime like people sing like lullabies, like in that really creepy voice.
I don't like
it. And I love the keyholes, like watching through the keyhole.
That's great.
That was great. I love like you see like the younger of like the neighbor boys like run off screen.
Yeah.
And then her like chasing him and all of a sudden you see him getting fired off the wall. Like that's one of those like you shouldn't laugh. It's a horror movie, so it's not real. So you can laugh at that. It's fine. But just toss them.
Just fucking give him a just chuck them.
Yeah,
it was a good. Again, I really like how they did it. It was like a good swerve where you're thinking like the first three characters that you meet, you're like these are going to be the main characters, and then it's like no, they're going to be in it for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I like that. Very good.
Like a Scream thing. They took a nod from Scream.
Yeah, it is kind of Scream
like a cold open.
I like a cold open. Scream does it great. Scream 6, by the way, on Paramount Plus. If you guys haven't seen Scream 6, get in.
I saw
there.
Scenes. I saw parts of it. It wasn't bad.
Give it a go. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's a fun flick. All right, you got anything else on Evil Dead Rise?
Watch it. Like I said, if you like these movies, it fits nicely into the bottom third of our top 100 horror movies of all time. It's going to boot something else out.
Yeah, it could. I can see that. Yeah. Although that's true. When we did that list, that was like pre-Barbarian, pre-this. Like, that bottom's getting reshuffled around.
And by the way, this movie is a 5. I just realized that like my temperament of this is I'm not like giving you the excitement that I would normally give for a movie that's a 5. You have to understand that I'm emotional damaged right now.
Yeah, the best hockey team in the history of the regular season lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Just lost in the first round of the fucking playoffs. Awful.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the pod.
Well, before you do your pick of the pod, kick received for a pinnacle. Did you watch the latest Yellow Jackets yet? I didn't ask.
Not yet.
Okay. So you and me are, 5 episodes in?
Yes.
All right.
So the last one I saw was it Two Truths and a Lie?
I think. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That was called. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the last one I watched.
Man, I fucking love that show. So yeah, we didn't do like a real TV. Barry is, still really good. Dude, the last episode of Barry, did you watch that one?
It was pretty intense.
But how about the Fred Armisen scene?
So good. So fun. And that's where, like, him just, like, standing in the back. Like, for whatever, like, as soon as I saw him, because I guess him and Hader are tight. Like, they...
Oh, I think those guys are gotta be best friends. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Fred Armisen is so...
Well, that's
funny.
Right. There was no Yellow Jackets this week.
Wait, what?
Last week there was
really
there was no yeah there is no Yellow Jackets this week.
What the fuck? What'd they take the week off for?
I forget, but they took the week off because I went to go watch it on Friday, and there is no Yellow Jackets this week.
That doesn't seem fair.
Right, but I can watch Barry after this.
Yeah, we can both watch Barry.
Yeah.
Why would they not do?
I forget. Like something's going on. You know.
Oh, you know what's weird? is, and this is according to, what is this, Wikipedia.org. The first season was 10 episodes.
This one's 9, so that's why they took a week off.
So they took a week off, and so we're 5 in, and then we get a week off, and then we go 6, 7, 8, 9, boom, 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 we're done.
Yes.
So JT in the chat wants us to do a Yellow Jackets mid-season, which would be great, but we got to do Guardians next week.
We have this just too much.
Yeah. All right, so it's a mid-season break. All right, Thomas says it's a mid-season break. All right, it's a mid-season. Okay, it's a mid-season break.
All right, shit.
All right, but I love the show. I love the show very much. All right, anyway, back to the pick of the pod. Kick, receive, defer, defend a goal.
I will receive.
Yep.
Just to get this over with. It's not a full endorsement. I've seen an episode or two of this show, and it's hitting, it's pushing all the buttons. Have you seen Jury Duty on Freevee?
I have not.
Yeah, so are you aware of this?
I am not.
So it's a show where there are some famous people in it, and it's like James Marsden's in it, weirdly enough, playing himself.
Cyclops?
Yeah. And some people, like character actors who you'd recognize, and basically it's like they have this one. You remember Joe Schmo, the reality show Joe Schmo?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's jury duty. So like everyone on the jury is like in on the joke, and this guy thinks he's actually there, and they're doing like a documentary about like jurors.
Okay.
And they just kind of fuck with him. Mm. So I've seen like an episode-ish. A little bit more. It's pretty funny. I like where it's going. So it's on Freevee. So which was formerly, I believe, IMDb TV.
Oh, is it's that free? What that?
IMDb TV is now Freevee.
Dude, how good would it be if Freevee wasn't free? They're like, sign up for Freevee.
Yeah. It's like a better Pluto if you're into that.
There's no such thing as a better Pluto, and if there is, it's called Tubi. And they're
Pluto
both-
has its own desert. Designated Judge Judy channel, so that's why Pluto's all right by me.
Pluto, I either watch Mystery Science Theater reruns on Pluto or MTV The Challenge reruns. That's it.
Awesome.
That's it. Yeah. My pick of the pod, right? You remember DJ who we met a couple times at our live shows? He has the Bright Side Home Theater podcast.
Yes.
And I've mentioned it before. It's a great listen if you're into home theaters. He literally set up mine. And if you have questions about getting into that, about, you know, getting your surround sound and whatever your room set up, he is definitely the guy to check out with that. But he let me know that this last week he interviewed something a little bit different on his podcast. Normally he's talking about movies and
the woofers, tweeters.
Tweeters. Yeah, woofers.
Equalizers.
He's talking about the whole thing. Dolby Atmos, you name it. Yeah. His kaleidoscape. He's talking about all that stuff and how he's watching these movies and everything else. This last one, with the 10-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings, he did an interview with a woman, Roseanne, who he knows and he knew, and she was right at the second bomb. Like, she was right there. She is a survivor, and she's telling her story. And it's one of those things where it is super powerful stuff. And it was like the documentary that I watched on Netflix. It's one of those things where you're like, man, I'm not sure. And then you start it, and then you end up watching the whole thing or listening to the whole thing. So he even admits it's very different. They don't do a lot of episodes like this. Normally they're talking about like how good, you know, Jurassic World looks, you know, in your home theater. This one was a little bit different, but so I highly recommend Brightside Home Theater podcast. You can find those guys on Twitter as well, wherever you get your podcast. So check those guys out if you would like. Next week, like we said, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Cannot wait. Super pumped for that.
I am not ready to emotionally handle this movie, I don't think.
Great call. I think it's going to be like Infinity War, but Infinity War was like a little bit different because like you knew it was like high stakes and you're like, all right, there's gonna be something happening. But this is even more final than that. There's gonna be, we're gonna lose a couple characters.
Yep.
Who do we lose? Because I feel like
they're setting this up that you're gonna lose Rocket.
I think you're gonna lose
for sure.
Rocket, Drax, Gamora. I think you're losing all of them, or maybe even more of them.
Maybe more. Maybe all of them. Maybe they just like call it quits after that. I don't
know. It's going to be something.
It's going to be. Did you watch the clip that they released with Rocket and his pals?
No, I've stopped watching clips. I'm done. I'll check it out. I'm going Thursday. I can't wait. I'm going to see this bad boy.
Don't show me anything else.
I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to see anything else either. All right. Well, let us know what you guys think. Hit us on Evil Dead Rise if you guys saw it. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. And you can email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, including your should I have bought this. And subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. We stream these bad boys live every Sunday night. And then they are available wherever you get your podcasts after that. So again, Guardians 3 next week. Looking forward to that very, very much. And that'll do it. Thanks for tuning in. Tell a friend, tell a dork. Dave, you don't give a shit about anything, do you?
What'd you say?
I said you don't give a shit about anything, do you?
Not really.